Angie, thanks for your time.
Hi, how's
Hi.
It going?
Very well, thank you. So tell me about Too Good. How did it come about and how did you get to be involved?
We, as you mentioned, Rob, our CEO and founder, he started with a barbecue simply in King's Cross wanting to feed the homeless. We extended out that philosophy of wanting to help those in need with a soup kitchen that's still running to this day. It has now been running for 12 years. It runs out of the back of St. Canice Church on a Wednesday nights. And we started that soup kitchen with an idea of wanting to serve the best, cleanest food possible. So all of our meat is sourced from Feather and Bone, and our vegetables are sourced from an organic farm called Cana Farm, which is actually a farm that's attached to a jail up near Penrith, and they use the farm as rehabilitation for their inmates. So we really love to work with other social enterprises. So that soup kitchen had been going for a little while, and I met Rob in 2012, and because some shelters were requesting this idea of the best possible food for women living in these shelters. So we started teaching cooking programs in their in women's shelters. And that's what I was doing for a couple of years with Rob. I would go into the women's shelters and teach these cooking programs, and it was really focused around basic cooking skills. Then in 2015, we launched Too Good, which, as you mentioned, is a buy one, give one. It's based on an idea of a buy one, give one. So for every meal we sell, we donate another one to someone in need. However, you know, as the months go by, we were noticing, you know, how good our meals were being received, how well they were being received in the women's shelters. And really, this is because what we were trying to do was really show love and respect through food. So not give them second-rate food, not take donations of food. We were trying to provide the best possible food we could. So we were sourcing recipes from great Australian chefs such as Kylie Kwong and Neil Perry, and we were sending this food out to shelters. And then we drew the attention of a bunch of corporates such as American Express and Charter Hall, and they came to the table and asked us to start delivering food out to regional areas and across Melbourne. So we've also launched in Melbourne. So we really do send about 2,000 meals out a week to people in need. A lot of places that we work with are women's shelters and domestic violence shelters.
Fantastic to hear. And you, 2 years into the program, you served more than 59,000 meals to women in refuges across Sydney and Melbourne. And now you're at 4 years old. How many meals do you think you've served?
it's now looking, you know, we're sort of around the 100,000 meal mark.
Wow.
And, you know, the program that I'm most proud of. So not only do we send the food out to women's shelters and other services across Sydney and Melbourne, and regional areas, we also have launched what we call our work program. So this work program, we call it a work program. It's an employment pathway program, and we employ women who are long-term unemployed or are living in a shelter or sleeping rough, and we employ them in the kitchen to work. And the idea is they come and they work for us for 4 months, and we give them the adequate training. It's a very well-supported workplace. And then we work for them to find them long-term employment when they leave us. It's probably the program I'm most proud of. We're just about coming into our fifth group of women in Sydney, and we've been really successful finding 100% of our women long-term employment.
Fantastic, and congratulations. And I did hear that you got approved for a three-year lease for your facility in Everleigh last week. Big congrats on that. What can you tell us about the space?
Well, when we first started with Too Good in 2015, we were working at the back of the church, and that wasn't a long-term solution. So we moved, you know, Rob did his usual thing. He Googled commercial kitchens nearby, and we found we were working out of the back of a strip club during the day.
Oh, wow.
And yes, it was an interesting place to work. And that was sort of from all of 2016, we worked in this space. Mm. And I sort of put my hand up as the head chef at the time and was like, no, I refuse to. We've got to go somewhere else. And it was just sort of serendipitous because this space came up. It's actually it's called the Yama Dian building, and it's right next to Carriage Works in Everleigh. And this space was actually being operated by TAFE at the time, and they needed a tenant for the kitchen. So we moved into the kitchen, and over the years, that was in January 2017, and over the last two years, we sort of took over the space, and TAFE, with their restructuring, have now departed. And from the beginning of this year, we've had this space, not knowing whether we were going to be able to stay here or not. And we've just been with Urban Growth as a government agency being dismantled. We've just been given the go-ahead that we can stay here for 3 years. So the entire space has a kitchen, an office, and a hall, and like a big hall that we use for our events. And as well as that, we also have a construction space at the back of the building underneath that we use for a community shed. So anyone in the local neighbourhood can come and use the shed and be part of the community. And then we also are trialling a new program called So Good. So meaning spelt S-E-W. So we've got our work employment program in the kitchen. And we use that program to mainly employ women over 50, but working in a kitchen is really physically demanding work. So we started to think, well, are we actually losing out helping women who maybe don't have the physical strength to work on their feet 8 hours a day? So we're trialling a new program called So Good, as I mentioned, and this is going to be looking at textiles, designs, and sewing. And so we're trialling off sewing and making potentially curtains for our local community. It's pretty unique for us, this space, because it's in Everly, it's part of Carriage Works, it's part of this precinct, which is really important to us to grow our local community here as well.
You're certainly delivering on all fronts there. Big congrats on getting that space and all the initiatives you're working on at the moment. It is really refreshing to hear after this weekend, actually, some good news for a change.
Yes.
And just lastly, just to wrap up, I was just wondering if you might give myself and some listeners some insight into some other independent domestic violence support services out there that maybe, you know, many don't know about.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's a really interesting point, because we never started off wanting to work with domestic violence shelters. We just started making this food and started sending us out, and who wants it? And it was women's shelters that were putting up their hand, so hungry for quality food and quality lifestyle products, which is really the basis of what we do, which is make beautiful products for people in need and to remind them of love and respect. So those women's shelters we work with, a lot of them are protected and they are safe houses. But there's all great organisations out there, such as, they're called Dignity. WageEC is a really strong one within our community, and that's a women's and girls emergency centre. There's also Lou's Place in King's Cross for your local neighbourhood as well. They're a great drop-in centre for women. But, you know, if you really want to get on board and help these organisations, we've got a winter appeal happening at the moment where we're sending out women's shelters beautiful blankets and toiletry packs for the winter, and slippers and pajamas, as well as really wholesome, delicious, nutritious meals.
Fantastic. Plenty happening. Angie, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and keep up the good work.
Great. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.